If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson
RV Super. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Now we know we're working with Wink Martindale because on Friday he's doing a vintage visit with Gordon Jenkins. Well, we're hoping for a vocal line. This is the way you look tonight, if, okay? I only know that because of the trombone. Let's listen. Nobody's going to sing? That's an organ. We got that. We got the trombone.
Got the organ, kicked it off.
Yeah.
Got it.
Here comes Gordon, maybe. That's a good intro. Are you kidding me, Rick? This is played Stump the Host. Isn't this supposed to be Gordon Jenkins? Did he play the trombone or the organ? Anyway, Joey pals, listen on Friday to our good friend Wink Martindale and sort all of that out. Okay, this is our sports hour. We started off with Steve Kelly in Kelly's Corner. We're building up to Joe Gowdy and Shadow Mountain Golf. So let's play a little hockey. Let's get on the ice. And we welcome to the table, to the program, to the microphone. Here's Scott Feldman. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Did you enjoy being had? Da-dum-dum. What's your title over there?
I'm the Vice President of Event Services.
Which means?
Good question.
Lots of things.
So I deal with all the events, so the hockey team, but also any concerts that come in, which is kind of, we're a little not hockey this week. We're a little concerts heavy, but that, and then all of the ushers and ticket takers. So everyone that takes care of all of you when you come in and see a great show or a great game at Aperture Arena.
How do you train or apprentice to be the vice president of event services?
Well, they kind of take you and they just kick you out into the door and off you go. I started in theater. I was a theater major in theater and business and got on the event side. And I've kind of been in events and performances and venues my whole career.
Yeah, but you look like you're 25.
Oh, I've been doing it almost 25 years. So thank you.
How old are you, may I ask?
I'm 42.
Wow.
We've got to edit that out, right?
No. I'll be 77 in what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four weeks, something?
Happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you. The whole month of November is mine.
Oh, I'm in November, too.
What day?
November 1st.
I'm the 17th. We're Scorpios. Okay. Let me write that down.
We better watch out.
Now you can stay.
We better watch out.
Two Scorpios. On one program. And I'm a triple. My sun sign, my rising sign, and my moon are all Scorpio.
Oh my gosh.
Be very afraid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now the red makes more sense.
That's it. Yes. We're ready, chocolate. Okay, talk us through what's going on. This is Tuesday, September 27th, so it's almost October.
Yeah.
What do you want us to know?
We're less than 3 months out, so you might have heard last week we just announced our first concert. So the exciting part is we're opening with Doobie Brothers.
And Doobie Brothers. We
have the Eagles coming. We have Maroon 5 for New Year's Eve. Yeah, the Eagles, the worst-kept secret in the valley of who might be the grand opening act at the arena. But we're super excited.
Yeah. I just wish Glenn was still there.
I know.
But they're not replacing him with his son. I think it's, but I don't care. I'll be there. Start over. I'm sorry. I had a moment.
No, that's okay. We like that moment. So we announced Doobie Brothers.
When will they be there? October. So
Doobie Brothers is our first act. They're December 15th. And that's going to be a thank you concert for our hundreds and hundreds of construction workers. You'll be able to buy tickets as well so everyone can come. But it's our thank you to everyone that's worked through this brutal summer
that
and day in, day out. They've been going. It's amazing how it's going up overnight.
I know. What's the capacity again?
We're just over 11,000 people.
I love it. Okay, starts with Doobies.
Yep,
and then the Eagles.
Yeah, we've got the Eagles. They're our true grand opening there in January.
Okay.
But we also have Grupo Firme. They are a Latino band.
Obviously.
They're out of Tijuana.
Tijuana.
Yeah. So before coming here, I hadn't even heard of them myself. They sold out two shows at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles.
They'll do very well here.
Yeah, they go on sale. They're actually already on sale as we talk. So they're probably almost sold out by now.
When are they coming?
They're December 16th. So they're night two.
Okay.
And
night
then,
one is Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Night two is Grupo Firme.
Yeah.
Firm group? What does it mean, I wonder? Firm ground, grupo firme. I'll have to ask my son.
That.
He speaks Unamas Margaritas, the extent of my Spanish.
Go. Well,
okay.
And speaking of margaritas, we also have Jimmy Buffett that we announced. We did it at the Margaritaville Hotel.
Yes, I remember.
So, you know, another little breadcrumb that we dropped as we went.
And when is he coming?
It's to be announced. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll announce that date in the next few weeks, I believe. So, and then who else do we have? Oh, Maroon 5, New Year's Eve.
Wow. I'm writing Joey Pals. This will all be up on joeyenglish.com, and we'll make sure you have the website for, I've learned to say, Acrisure Arena.
Perfect.
Oakview Group. What's the website for all the concerts?
AcrisureArena.com.
Now you have to learn how to spell it. A-C-R-I-S-U-R-E, I think.
That's correct.
But you have to say arena, too.
AcrisureArena.com. Yep. Yeah, okay. Everything's up there. Hockey, concerts,
everything.
Job fair information.
You can get tickets there.
Yeah, and we announced with our concert announcement that they were doing a platinum ticket giveaway.
What
I unfortunately can't win. We've been told we're working that night, but it's every night. So we're giving away 2 tickets to every game, performance, concert, and event through 2023.
Every time you open the doors.
Every time we open the doors,
somebody gets 2 free tickets.
The person wins 2 tickets.
How do you enter that?
You enter at AcrisureArena.com. See, look at my lead in there.
Yeah, see how good we do this? This is not our first rodeo.
So you will be overwhelmed with entertainment in the Valley if you win
yes.
that prize. It's pretty exciting.
Yes.
And we'll have, you know, we're announcing concerts every week now. So it'll, now, you know, it took a minute, but now we ripped off the Band-Aid and off we go.
Now, are you going to have local groups, for instance?
We may have some local. I mean, we're really built for touring.
Yes,
groups,
I'm thinking 11,000.
You know, yeah, there's a couple people that live here every once in a while.
Yes,
so, you
hello,
know,
Barry.
You know, we might be able to play local.
I have a neighbor named Barry Manilow.
Oh, I think I've heard that name
heard
before.
That name.
Yeah, maybe.
But you know, it's such a great location, Scott, because we're not too close to LA where they can't play both places.
Right.
Those 100-mile or whatever that law is, rule is now. You get all the guys on their way from to.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's almost like it was planned as such.
Yes. Hello, Juanita. Are you reaching out to people or are they coming to you asking to play the venue?
It's a little bit of both. So we're new. You know, Palm Springs is, you know, it's new to the market because everybody knows it, but we haven't had a venue here like this outside of Coachella and Stagecoach. So right now we're doing a ton of outreach and talking to everybody, but once it catches on that you can come enjoy Palm Springs and play golf and hang out by the pool and do a concert.
In
January. I think they're going to be knocking on our door,
In February.
Yeah.
We say... The Chamber of Commerce is on the show this week. And we say, you come for the weather, you stay for the people. But I used to travel, you know, you'd be abroad and you'd say, I'm from Palm Springs, and everybody knew where you were. Now if you go abroad, you say, I'm from where they have Coachella. Truthfully.
Yeah.
And people know where that is versus maybe the branding of the Palm Springs Valley. No, it's Coachella. And...
Yeah,
to some extent, Stagecoach.
When I said I was moving here, I moved here 4 or 5 months ago.
From?
Ohio, most recently.
Oh.
Yeah. And all of my coworkers are like, you're going to Florida? I'm like, no.
No.
Going to California. And then I'm like, Coachella. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Coachella, exactly. Isn't that funny? Do you have a family?
I have just my mother, so.
Oh, yeah. Is she still in Ohio?
She's in Nebraska, actually, is where I grew up. So.
Oh, you Midwestern
folks. I was Midwest, and... Finally got myself out.
Woody Hayes Coast territory.
Yeah.
Oh, you're too young. What am I saying? Woody Hayes, that's Ohio State, Joey Pals. I digress. Okay. We are talking with Scott Feldman. He is the Vice President of Event Services. He's going to talk. He's talked already about the concert dates. Bring us up to date on the job fair.
Yeah, we are hosting 8 job fairs over the month of October. So October 3rd through, I believe, the 27th. Everything is at, you guessed it, AcrisureArena.com. We are throughout the valley, so we're in Indio, Coachella, all the way out to Desert Hot Springs to make sure we're catching everybody in the community.
Sure.
We're hiring over 1,000 different positions for during events. We'll have almost 500 people working for a concert if it's sold out, so... Got to bring in a lot of people, and luckily we've got the greatest hospitality people in the world here right in Palm Springs.
And everybody,
Coachella Valley.
I mean, when I'm thinking of concerts that want to come, and this is going to be the state-of-the-art performance venue.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing a great job of building it. So, you know, I think we, you know, hockey's a huge focus, but also concerts. It's designed so the acoustics and the experience will be fantastic. The seats are going in. There's not a bad seat in the house. It's pretty amazing.
Think of the technology.
There's no nosebleed.
Yeah, think of the technology.
Yeah.
Think of Joey Fells. We've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again, about the ice being underneath the basketball court or the concert stage. How did they do that? We'll tell you.
A little teaser for later.
I got press releases that say you guys are hiring more players for the AHL.
So the players took the ice just a few days ago. So they're up in Seattle. They all practice together. They kind of do their different leagues, and then they'll spread out. We expect players to be in the Valley in November, but they'll be playing before that. They start up in Seattle in late October. So we're excited. I get to go up and see a couple games up there as well before they migrate down here.
How do we get tickets to everything?
Everything is at extraarena.com.
Okay. And ladies, trust me when I tell you, hockey is a fabulous spectator sport. Women like it very much. It's not hard to understand. I'll explain it to you. But the statistics show women like it for the checking and the blood. Interesting. They like the physicality of the hockey.
I lived in Minnesota for a long time.
Minnesota.
Yeah, we talked about the hockey butts too. I'm sure that check in.
Yes. I'll show you a picture.
Did I say that? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I've heard that word. Use a word I don't know. I'll let you know.
Okay.
It's nice to meet you. You'll come back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, we'll talk everything as we get closer. We can do clean feed interviews or all kinds of things. Anybody you want us to share?
Absolutely.
We'll do it.
Yeah. Lots.
Thanks
to come.
For stopping by. We need to say goodbye to Scott Feldman, and hello to his mother. She can listen to us on the internet.
Yeah. Okay. Terry Lynn.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.